You're listening to Amud Chazara with Daniel Eisenberg, Maseches Erevin, Daf Samach Aleph, Amud Aleph. The siman for Samach Aleph. So it's definitely a saw. I think it's always a magician with a saw, like for his like cutting in half trick. Yeah. Now that's the Adala with the juggler with the hands. And this is the magician with a saw. Based on Brachos and Shabbos, it was a magician with a saw both times. So I didn't take a look at the siman, but that's what Samach Aleph is. We're gonna start two lines from the bottom. Samach Amud Beis. But we have to take a little bit of a step back also. So we had a teaching, which is that if the tum ends, somebody goes. Were you both here Thursday night? I want you to understand what's going on here. So to clarify, if the tum ends, extends into another city. So the 2,000 amos of someone's makom shvisa extends into another city. So as we've learned in the past, where the tum ends, it ends. That's normal. But if the city is small enough that the tchum goes, the 2,000 amos from his makom shvisa extends all the way to the end of the city, so the entire city only counts as 4 amos. And then you continue the full 2,000, whatever you have left of the 2,000 amos. It's a special din that the tchum doesn't end at the end of your tchum, that the whole city is considered four amos, but that's only if it expands the entire thing. Now, it sounds a little strange. Why would that be? And so much so that Rav Edi taught this teaching in the name of Rav Shimon Levi, but he commented, so we'll start a few lines, maybe 4 or 5 lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Edi, Ein Elu Ela Divrei Nevius. This is Nevuah, meaning I don't understand it. It's beyond my comprehension. It's way above my pay grade to understand such a concept. Mali kalsa b'chatzi ir, mali kalsa b'sofa ir. Why should that make a difference? If you're entering into a city, so then why not give him the whole city? If a city can be considered 4 amos, so then what that be for both? Why does it make a difference? He says it doesn't. It's like a big chiddush. I don't know where it comes from. It doesn't seem to be rooted in anything that we know. So I take it as a nevuah. Makabel, right? Bamuna Shalema. I believe in nevuah also. So I'm makabel. This is Moshe, but I can't explain it as anything other than divrei nevius. Amar Rava. Rava says, what's the big deal? Tavayu Tananahi. Both of these dinim, right? There's the one din about the tchum that ends in the middle of a city, and then the tchum that ends at the end of a city. Both of these dinim are actually learned Tananahi. We learned them in a Mishnah before. And it's the following Mishnah, which is also the following Mishnah, as you see, the next Amud, right? This large Mishnah on the bottom. I don't know if we're going to actually do it today, but we're going to learn about it a little bit before we get to it. So what does the Mishnah say? Anshe ir gedolim ahalchin eskola ir katana. It's called Ir Katana. People of a large city can walk across the entire small city. However, ve'ein anche Ir Katana mahalchin is called Ir Gadola. But the people of a small city are not able to walk the entire length of the large city. Now, don't peek ahead at our Mishnah because you're going to get confused. Because I said that, everyone's peeking ahead. Okay, but so my time. So what's the explanation for this? The people in a large city are able to go throughout the whole entire space of a small city and vice versa. My time. Lav mishum dahani kalsim midasan b'chatzia ir. Vahani kalsim midasan b'sofa ir. Isn't the only way to explain this? That the people in the large city can go through the entire span of the small city because the entire small city is within 2,000 amos. The other way around, however, the people from the small city, they can't go in the entire large city because the large city is well over 2,000 amos, so you can only go up until that point where the 2,000 amos ends. That's what the Mishnah seems to be saying, and therefore we actually know Rav Yehoshua ben Levi's halacha, so Rav Edi, why are you saying Rav Yehoshua ben Levi is different than Nevius? It's a simple Mishnah. It's the Mishnah we have later on. So that's a question of Rav Edi. So Rav Edi, Anshe Tani. he teaches the Mishnah, Anshe Anshe. What does that mean, Anshe Anshe? So it means, so take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, so Rav'idi de Amar Divrei Nevuahein, meaning who says that this Chiddush of Yeshua ben Levi is actually not rooted in a Mishnah, it must be Nevuah, is, again, assuming he means Mesorah, you know, he referred to it as Nevuah, but I don't think he actually thinks Yeshua ben Levi had a Nevuah about it, unless, is there a Mishnah that Yeshua ben Levi had a interaction with Eliyahu Navi? Maybe, I don't know, but I don't think that's what's referred to in the Pashup Shot. Anshe Kitani B'mas Nisan, so he has a different gears of our Mishnah, and his gears of the Mishnah is going to result in not being a support for, not a disproof, but not being a support, a source for Yeshua ben Levi's din. And so what does it mean, Anshe Anshe? So, Bitarvayu Tani Mahalchin. That both cases are Mahalchin, as opposed to Ein Anshe, right? Looking back at this Mishnah that we just did, so he said, Anshe Yer Gedola Mahalchin, and Ein Anshe. Right, so instead of learning it anshe and ein anshe, Rashi's saying he learns it anshe va anshe, meaning they can and they also can. The people from the large city, the small city, the small city, the large city. So it's not teaching us that if the tchum ends for like halfway in, that they're not allowed to go. That's not what it's teaching us. It's not talking about that at all. It's both cases are it's anshe anshe. The large city can enter the small, the large city can enter the small city, and vice versa. And because he has the gears of the Mishnah, so then he says it must be Divrei Nevuah, Nevius. So now let's take a look back at the Gemara. So then what is it teaching us? V'mukim la benosein, and it establishes it as a case of where he places it, avamodeid lo. So what does it mean that he places it? It means that he places it in the neighboring city. So what if they place, right, assuming obviously it's within 2,000 amos, because then if you're 2,000 amos apart from your Erev, then you have no Shaykhistar. But assuming that he puts his Erev in, he's from the small city, puts in the large city, or vice versa, that Erev takes on your new place, and you have the entire span of the city, not just that little area. So umoki la binose, avamoded lo tznan. But it's not talking about a case where he measured it up. But, I mean, the way we originally understood it, that he measured it and it went halfway through the city or the entire span of the city. No, not talking about that at all. Anche. Velo, it's not. Velo, it's not. But we learned in the Mishnah, lamoded shamru nosin lo apayim ama shafilu sof midaso kala b'ma'ara. Hold on. Let's talk about the case of measuring. We learned that explicitly, didn't we? We learned explicitly that that he's given 2,000 amos, and even if the 2,000 amos sof midaso kala b'ma'ara ends in a cave, which is like one enclosed rishus. But even so, we said he's not allowed to take another step. Right, as soon as the 2,000 amos ends. Don't think you can walk the entire space of the cave. No, that's not true. You can only go up until that point. So we already learned this halacha of Rishon Levi. So the Gemara says, no. Sofa yiritz trichalei. No, we needed to teach the dilot that we need to teach the case of the where it spans the whole city, that the whole city is considered four amos. Right, the big chiddush of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi over here is not the one, or even of this Mishnah, is not that if it ends within in the middle of a city or a cave, right, then you can't walk beyond the 2,000 amos. You can't use the whole space of the city. We know that already because we had a similar case of the cave. That's not the chiddush. The chiddush is that if it does go the entire length of the city, that the city only counts as 4 amos, and you have much more to work with. That's the chiddush that Rav Shubin Levi is teaching, and that's not sourced in, according to Rav Edi, even in this Mishnah, and definitely not in that other case of where the tchum ends in the cave. Amar of Nachman. Nachman is reflecting on this. Man detani anshe lo mishtabesh. Man detani anshe lo. Thank you. Mandatani ein anshe lo mishtabesh. Mishtabesh means it's an error. So he says the one who learns it that it says you know, anshe or anshe and ain anshe, either one, they're not, in, none of them are incorrect and an error. It's just, you have to explain it in its proper context. Mandatani anshe lo mishtabesh, why not? Demukim lo no sane, because it's, you know, it's just, we're talking about different cases. It's talking about in the case of no sane, where he placed it in the neighboring city. So that's talking about where it was the case of measure, where the case is it's measure, not that he placed it in the city, but basically the way Rava explained it, which was that the large city can't enter the small city. Sorry, the people from the large city can enter the small city because that's within the tchum and not vice versa. Because you can only go that much into the club, and you don't get the whole entire city involved because it's outside of the 2,000 amos. But the way when you explain it like that, there's a little bit missing in this. How you're supposed to learn it? You're supposed to fill in the blanks a little bit. Anshe ir gadola mahalchen is called ir katana. Ve'ein anshe ir katana mahalchen is called ir gadola, as we originally learned it. B'med dvar mamurim b'modeid. That's only if it's modeid. Avami shahaya be'ir gadola v'aniach eseruva be'ir katana. But if he was in the ir gadola, and then he places his erev in the ir katana. Haya be'ir katana v'niach es eruv be'ir gadola, or the other way around, and this is the bigger chiddush because we said the people from the small city don't get the whole entire large city because it's not within the 2,000 amos. Mahalech es kula v'chutzal alpay mama. He can walk the entire span of the city as well as the 2,000 amos beyond. So this is not really such a chiddush, but this is the Dvar Mamurim. Don't say that people from a small city can never acquire the entire span of a large city. No, if he puts his Erev in the large city, and again, his Erev is within 2,000 amos, that's accessible, then he acquires the span of the large city and then also the tum, the 2,000 amos beyond that city. So that's an important qualifier for if you're going to learn the Mishnah that way. Okay. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rami Bar Abba, Amar Rav Huna. Ir sheyoshevus al svas hanachal. If you have a city that sits at the edge of a nachal, which is like a ravine, like a cliff, like the top of like a slope, and there's a town lower than that. So in yeslefaneha daka arba, if you have before it a daka, a very thin wall that's arba, but Charlie, it's supposed to be arba. Right, this is a ghost. Sionim corrects it too, and that's definitely how it makes sense in context. That it's arba, meaning ar amos, not tvachim. So if you have a four ama wall, a thin wall, modin lam is svas hanachal. You're able to measure this city from the edge of the wall, basically. Vim lav ein modin la ela mi pesach beso. But if you don't have this four ama wall at the edge of the city, then you're not able to measure it from the Pesach. So you're from the wall. Rather, each person has to measure individually from his door. Do you have a picture over there? I don't know which guys are. Okay. So basically, what's going on here? No pictures. What happened to all the color? Okay. What? No. Usually have color here. Okay. Yeah, it's fine. So basically, what we have over here is the city's like up here. Yeah. City's up here, on top of this ravine, and if they have a wall over here, a four amma wall, then we can measure the 2,000 amos from this wall. But if not, if it doesn't have this wall, it's four amma wall over here, thin wall, then we have to we'll measure it from each person's door they get from 2,000 amos from there, which is right. And clearly, there's some distinction between this and a regular city, because a regular city, right? We said that at the end of the city, you get 2,000 amos. We don't look at each house individually. So over here, but for some reason, it needs the four amma wall. So why is that? And that's what the Gemara is going to try to figure out. Amar le Abaye. Abaye said to Rav Yosef, yeah. Abaye says to Rav Yosef, Dakar ba amo samrat alana la maishnami kol dake da alma darba. Why do we need it? Why is this different? That we right, see it here is very clear. It says Daka arba amos amrat. You said four amos. right, as opposed to four tvachim. Right, so this is explicitly telling us a correction of the girsa. You said four amos. Why is it different than every other small wall that you that needs four tvachim? Four tvachim, not amos. You're asking, you're demanding of a large wall in order to measure from the end of the city. Why is that? Amar Lehi says, "Hasam lo be'isa tashmishta, hacha be'isa tashmishta." The problem is that over there, every other case, there's not a fear of be'isa, a fear of using it. Here, there is a fear of using it. The fear, obviously, is that it's a fall, and therefore, it's halachically unusable. Because people are nervous to use it, and that creates the reality that it's not really so usable, and therefore we're not going to consider that a usable edge of the city, and we're going to measure it from each person's house, which is comparable to what we said on Nun Hey. Remember of the Tzrifim, I think it's called, like the huts, the traveling huts that are not like the Digle Hamidbar that Hashem instructed, which gives the Hashivas, but you have individual huts. So even if they're living together at a certain point, we don't consider that a city, but you measure each one from each one's door, so that the same thing happens because their surrounding space at the edge of the city is not considered halachically usable. So ba'isa tashmishta, and so hacha ba'isa tashmishta, but there's a fear of using it. Therefore, we need this four amo, four tvachim, ain't gonna do it, right? That's cute. So it'll stop my bunny from jumping over, but it's not gonna stop me. Whatever. So it's absolutely required. Amar of Yosef mina amina la, and I can even support this concept for you from a brisa. The time that we learned the brisa, hetir Rebbe sheyehu bnei geder. Yordin lechamson, ve'ein b'nei chamson olin legader. That Rebbe permitted the people of Gader to go down to Chamson, but Chamson, the people of Chamson were not allowed to go up to Gader. And you see over here, Rashi draws a picture for us of what it looked like. It was basically this type of slope, and the higher community was Gader, the lower one was Chamson. And so they're allowed to, the Gadar people are allowed to go down to Chamson, but not vice versa. Why would that be? So the way we're going to have actually multiple explanations for why that would be, but Rav Yosef's original explanation for it is going to be support for this halachic this halacha about the four amo wall. So how do we explain this? So my time up, lav mishum dahani avodaka vahani lo avodaka. Isn't it because the people of Gader have a wall, and the people of Chamson didn't have a wall? I'm not sure if it means from under it, or even above, because they didn't have a wall for them. So I guess higher up on their slope, it wasn't considered usable, and therefore the people of Chamson have to measure from their own houses. So some people in Chamson, the people in the northern part of Chamson, they can access Gadar, because obviously there's two cities are within 2,000 amos of each other, otherwise there's nothing to talk about. But so people from Gadar can go down to Chamson because they can start measuring from the end of their wall of Gadar, right? So they're up here, Gadar's up here, Chamson's down here. So the people of they have a four amo wall, so they can start measuring from this point on. However, because they don't have this wall, people of Chamson, so the ones who are north, who live north or more northern area of Chamson, they are within 2,000 amos. But the people from the back end of Chamson, they're not necessarily within 2,000 amos. So therefore, there's a decree that not everybody can just go up to Gadar. Because of that. Now, I don't know if the decree over here is that nobody's allowed to go, or just not everybody is allowed to go. So Rashi seems to say that it just means not everybody was allowed to go. He made it, I guess he didn't really make a decree, he didn't make a rule, but he clarified that people from Chamson are allowed to go to Chamson. You're not necessarily allowed to go from Chamson to Gadar, you have to measure it for yourself. But it could be another interpretation. I don't know if any other Rishonim give a different interpretation. That's actually a decree that no one's allowed to go because of concern. Okay. So that's how he. That's how he. Imagine Lava should honey. So honey, what about the Daka? So Tiyasar of Dimi, Amar Tatsruge Mitatruge Lehu Benegadir Livne Chamsa. No, you know why Rebbe made that rule? It's very interesting. Because the B'nai Gadar would torture and start up with and antagonize the B'nai Chamsun. Rashi says, it's crazier, Makin V'horgin. They would strike them and kill them.
And Shabbos.
Yeah, but Gos Tzionim cleans it up a little bit. He says, V'chovetin. They would beat them. It took away killing. but they would strike them and either beat them or possibly beat them to death. Hayu B'nai Gadar, the B'nai Chamsun. B'nai Gadar seems to not have so many gedarim, right? And the B'nai Chamsun are less heated than you would think, because they're the ones that get taking the beating. So Rebbe said, okay. So it's interesting. The B'nai Gadar can't go to the B'nai Chamsun. The B'nai Chamsun can't go to the B'nai Gadar. But vice versa. So that seems a little strange. Umay hater. So what's this heter that Rebbe gave? It doesn't mean heter. Hiskin. He made a takana. He made a takana that the people from Chamsun can't go to the B'nai Gadar. So it sounds a little bit funny because the people of the B'nai Gadar are the hoodlums, right? The thugs or whatever. So umaysh and also so umaysh na Shabbos. Why Shabbos? This is a rule made for Shabbos. Shabbos, that's very funny. So deshlicha b'shichrus, because well, you know, what do you think got them together, right? After the Friday night oneg, and the, you know, kiddush club Shabbos day after Friday night oneg, and there's a shichrus, and the B'nai Gadar are a little bit out of control. So okay, so ki azli hasem nami mitatrige lahu. So wait, so hold on. So then there should be a rule, keep the B'nai Gadar away from the B'nai Chamsun. Don't say the B'nai Chamsun can't go to the B'nai Gadar, right? So if you go to Gadar's town, but keep them out fully. So the Gemara says, interesting psychological principle, Kalba below Masya Shav Shanin Lo Navach. A dog in not his own city sits, Shav Shanin for 7 years, Lo Navach, doesn't bark. A dog, if he's not in his hometown, he keeps quiet for 7 years. Meaning he's a person is more timid in a different environment, right? You know, sports, the hometown advantage. People feel more comfortable. So the B'nai Gadar, they I don't necessarily drink more, but there's more of a comfortability. You know, if you're in their turf. So they're gonna mess you up when they're your guests. Okay, you know, not maybe they drink less, and maybe they don't even drink less, but they're able to sober up quickly enough and not be so violent.
Okay, when they're guests, they'll act up less.
Right. So like word to the wise, B'nai Chamsun, don't go to Gadar when Kiddush Club is in service, right? Do not go there on Shabbos. But the B'nai Gadar, you can go to B'nai Chamsun because I know you'll behave, right? When you go to someone else's house, at least behave. So now the Gemara says, wait, Hashanami, Metatrige B'nai Chamsun to B'nai Gadar. Well, hold on. So if home field advantage is a thing, so the B'nai Gadar say, B'nai Chamsun say, now you're on our turf, and you're a little bit nervous because, you know, you're a little bit more timid because, you know, you're on our turf, and we remember last time we were in your town what you did, so maybe they would take revenge. So maybe that should be a concern. Why wasn't everybody concerned about that? So kulehai lo kaifi lohu. No. They weren't that timid. They weren't that submissive to them. That the B'nai Chamsun could take revenge. The B'nai Gadar are a rough bunch. They're a little more calm if they're not in their hometown. But if you start up with them, no. That's a big mistake. So therefore, Rebbe decreed that it was safe for the B'nai Gadar to visit B'nai Chamsun on Shabbos and not vice versa. And that's the chilek, and it has absolutely nothing to do with the four-ama wall. So according to Rav Dimi, He's not arguing with Rav Yosef, but he's arguing that this is not a source for the din that Rav Yosef said. The Rav Yosef was quoting other Amoraim. So that's another way to explain this brisa of Rebbe's decree. But we have a couple more ways in as well. Rav Safra Amar Ir Hasuya Kikeshes Havai. It was a city made like a bow, where we learned about this bow shaped city back on, I think it was Nun Hey, and then we discussed it again on Nun Vav, I believe. So this is all Rav Safra says. So to explain what that means, so. Rashi. Okay. So Rashi says, Rashi says Chamsan. Chamsan was like a keshes, and Chamsan again is on the bottom, gutters on the top. So this we have a picture over here. Rashi draws the picture. We also have one over there, but Rashi draws the picture. Oh, sorry, Tosos. I'm not sure if that's the only way to understand it. I'm not sure if it's upside down or not. But here's a better picture. So Chamsan is this bow that's under. And he explains, Ubein Beis Rosheha Yoser Midalad Alafim, and the two heads of the Keshes are more than 4,000 amos away. Remember, we learned back on Nun Hey, Amud Aleph, when we first learned about the Keshes, that we're granted two tchums, right? There's a 2,000 from this head and 2,000 from this head, and then you're able to walk it from in between. But if they're distanced more than 4,000 amos, then, right, so then there's a discussion, well, maybe you can go around, but you can't walk right from this space. So Demarina Bepesh Perikin, Modin Lam in Akashas Kol Echani Pesach Beso. And we said the halacha is in that case, if it's more than 4,000 amos, people have to measure their tchum from the front door of their house. So the people of Chamsan, when they're traveling to Gadar, they have to measure from the doors of their house. As opposed to from Gadar, they can go down to Chamsan because their city is a normal city. So they can all leave, right? So if Chamsan is within 2,000 amos, that's fine. But for everybody, for people in Chamsan, they have to measure from the door of their house, and the people who live on the southern end of Chamsan, farther away from Gadar, might be outside of 2,000 amos. So this is similar to the first shot in that this is the chiluk that we're talking about the people from the back of Chamsan that can't enter Gadar. It's similar in that regard, but it has nothing to do with the 4 amma wall at the edge of the slope. It's more this is shaped like a keshes, and it's more than 4,000 amos, and therefore they measure mipesach beso. So that is Rav Safra. Rav Dimi Bar Chinana, not to be confused with the previous Rav Dimi, give a different answer. Rav Dimi Bar Chinana Amar, Anshe Ir Gedolah Anshe Ir Ketana Havai. It's the people of, so we're talking about the people of a large city and people of a small city, right? You remember, at the top of the Amud, we learned that there are sometimes you have a large city and a small city, and people of the large city can go into the small city, but not vice versa. Or sorry, not they can go in, but they get the entire span of the small city, not vice versa. Why? What was the reason for that? Because of the din of if a tchum finishes in the middle of a city. Right, if it goes to the edge of the city, you get the whole entire city, and then it only counts as 4 amos. But if it finishes in the middle of the city, you only get that up to that point. So it's a large city and a small city, and that's what's going. What Rav Dimi Bar Chinana says is that's what's going on over here. Gedar is a large city, Chamsan is a small city, so you get the whole entire span of the city in Chamsan. They're still able to go there, but Gedar is such a large city that the people of Chamsan, when they come into Gedar, they don't get the whole city. They only get up until where the Tchum ends. And that's another way to explain the chiluk that Rebbe is saying. So Rebbe is really telling us that the Bnei Chamsan don't get the span of the whole city of Gedar the way Gedar gets of Chamsan. And just one final point on just a Masoretic piece of how we're supposed to learn this. So, Rav Kahana Masni Hachi. Rav Kahana taught it the way we just taught it, with the names as we taught it. Rav Tavyumi Masni Hachi. However, Rav Tavyumi taught it in the following way, where there's more of a suffix. And he said as follows. Rav Safar Rav Dini Bar Chinana, Chad Amar Irha Suyechi Keshes Havai, Chad Amar Anshei Ir Katana V'Anshei Ir Gedola Havai. So he said, right, kind of like when we have like Rav and Shmuel Chad Amar, we don't know who says what. So Rav, when Rav Kahana taught it, he taught it that these four names said these four shitos. When Rav Tavyumi taught it, he said the first two names, Rav Yosef, that was really Rav Yosef, that was really Rav Dimi. The last two answers, he said, I don't know who said what, so he quoted Chad Amar, Chad Amar. And I think we will move here. Very exciting. Coming up, we have tomorrow night a siyum on the Perek, and I think a siyum on the third part of the Masifta of Erevin, and we're basically just about 60% the way through Erevin, which is pretty amazing.